Here, we'll say. Okay. Zechanush bus, Yelashena bus, Mishra Falk. Okay, it's nice to see everyone back. Not everyone yet is here, but nice to see those that are here. I hope you all had a meaningful Pesach, and it's good to see everybody. And okay, we still have a lot to go, but not so many weeks left, but Be'ez Hashem, we still have a lot of time and a lot of opportunities. So, and then we'll have Junzman and everything. So, Be'ez Hashem, it's good to have some Bein Hazmanim to reinvigorate everybody. And it's good to see everybody. Everyone should be healthy, and we should be able to learn together more. Okay. Okay, so news is like a shtickle newsman, so we start with the niggun, and then we go into the learning. Avinu avarachamot amirachem achem aleinu v'sein v'liveinu Avinu le'askil, Avinu avarachamon, Avirachem achem aleinu, Esef b'libeinu b'inam, okay, so we've been discussing the various halachas in Vayamachanach HaKadosh about Meiraglayim and so on, these things. So now we have another Gemara on Chafhei Amid Beis in Masech the Brachos. A new halacha that we haven't yet seen. So the Gemara in Brachos on Chafei Amid Beis says as follows. Tad Rabbanu, Graf Shal Rei V'Ovit Shal Mei Raglayim. Osri Likros Kriya Shema Kenegdan. Afu Pi She'ein Behem Klum. Wow. So a new halacha that you can't say Kriya Shema. We talked about Soa. We talked about Mei Raglayim. This is a new halacha. The toilet itself. The toilet itself, even though the toilet is, nothing's in it. But you can't say Kriya Shema in front of the toilet. In front of the, what does he call it? Graf Shel Rei, which means that was the toilet that the Tzoa went in. And Ovid Shel Mei Raglayim was the toilet where the Mei Raglayim went in. Usually these were portable types of things that they had. And the Chiddush of this Braisa is that even though there's no Tzoa there, there's no Mei Raglayim there, there's just the what? The Avid Shel Mei Raglayim, Shel Graf Shel Rei. Ad She Yatil. So what is this halacha? What is this halacha? So let's look at the Rambam. Look at the Rambam in the next page. So the Rambam in Hilchos Kriya Shema, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Beis. Towards the end, he says, "Graf shall rave, ovit shall mei raglayim, also likros kriya shema kenegdan, alfa vish ein behem klum, ve'ein lahem reyach ra, mipnei shehein kebeis hakise." In other words, the ovit shall, the graf shall rave, ovit shall mei raglayim, it's a din of a beis hakise. In other words, even though right now it's clean. In other words, what's the idea? Beis HaKise, Peshtetzich, you can't say Kriya Shema because the din is Vayam Machanecha Kodesh. In other words, if you're saying words of Kriya Shema, words of Tefillah, it has to be in a Mokum Kedusha. So if you're in a bathroom, that's not a Mokum Kodesh. So then it's you're lacking in the Mitzvah's essay, Vayam Machanecha Kodesh. So the Chiddush is, even though this is not the bathroom. This is just a portable thing for the Tzoa of the Mei Raglayim. It has a din of the Beis Kisei. So if you're in the eyesight of that thing, that's like you're in the Beis Kisei. Like, yeah.
So therefore, if the bathroom door is open, or if that would be open, it would be usher to say a
it's a different Rishus, says, what do you say? Different Rishus, yeah. That's a different Rishus. Oh. Does it matter what? Yeah, so the question is, does it matter that we flush the toilet? Right, so that's a whole discussion. Maybe our toilets today are not toilets. That's the discussion we're in the Chazon Ish, right? That, right, maybe you could even daven in the bathroom today, because... But the question is, the Lashon HaRambam is apple pisha ein lahem klum ve ein lahem reyach ra, right? The answer, right? In other words, you want to say that, and then the big question, right? So that's a question we'll discuss, and then the other question is, what is the status, this time it's discussion with Rav Gutman over Chol HaMoed. What's the status of a diaper? Is that called Rav Shel Rei? Yeah. In other words, maybe the diaper is called a Rav Shel Rei. Not before it's on. Let's say when it's on. Even though it's a clean diaper. What? Right, but it's... Well, that's a whole discussion of, right? If, there's a whole sugya of Yesh Hazmana Lebeis Akise or not. So we'll see. Let's take a look. Let's look in the tour. It's always good to look in the tour. It's on page 4. So the tour in Simen Pei Zion says Graf Shel Rei V'Ovid Shel Meir Glayim Hen Ketzoa Lefanav Melo Einav. Right, he's saying a different thing. It's Ketzoa Lefanav. Now this might have relevance to what the two of you were discussing before, because it could be that if it's what. Yeah, one second. If the door is open and you see the tzoa there, so even though it's a different rishus, but we had a machlokas rishonim, right, between the Rashba and the Rosh, right? What's the din of if you could see it, even though it's in a different rishus? So here, he's saying that even Melo Einav, as long as you could see it, then the Graf Shel Rei itself. So that's we discussed that if you can, if the toilet's open, maybe that would be exactly what you said, if you hold that it has a din of tzoa. What Mr. Katan was saying is that this Lashon HaTur seems to be different than the Lashon HaRambam. Because the Lashon HaRambam is Kaveh Sakise, right? He's saying Ketzoa. So the Nafkamina would be, like what you're saying is, if it's Ketzoa, then when you say what Max was saying. If it's Ketzoa, so then what? So then you can't see it, even if it's in a different rishus, if it's Ketzoa. But if it's what? Kibay Sakise, then it's not Ketzoa. So that's what Eitan was saying, that maybe it's a problem even if the door's open. So maybe the machlokas between Max and Eitan is this machlokas of the Rambam and the Tur. That's what Mr. Katan, I think, was saying. But this is a new halacha, right? You wouldn't have thought of this halacha on our own, right? You understand Meir Aglaim, you understand Tzoa, this, that. But this is what, this is telling you something very different. Now, but you have to realize the Rishonim, the Rush, the Tour, are going to say something that's going to change things around. V'dafka, look on page 5. V'dafka im heim shal cheres, o shal eitz, shenivla besocho ubaleim zuama. Avim heim shal zchukis o shal cheres betzupim be'ever mutter. So he says that to qualify to be a Graf Shel Rei, it has to be pottery. So even though, because the pottery absorbs what? The smell. But this is what Harav Kobri was saying, that our bathrooms today don't have that. Our bathrooms are not pottery. and that shall eats. So nothing's nivla besocho. Avalim shall chukis or shall cheres mitzupin be'ever mutter. So the whole concept of a graf shel rei, according to the Torah, and the Rosh says this also, is if it's basically a toilet. So now there's nothing in it, but the lot. I went with my family. I recommend this very highly if you never did this before, over Chol HaMoed. You went to the Living Torah Museum in Brooklyn. I was mamish blown away. I can't tell you how blown away I was. Mamish, you have to go. It's like a must, you know. So he had artifacts there from the time of like the Avos.
Wow.
You know, like whoever said that this is from the time of Avram, you know, Avinu.
They
have like swords from like... They showed what the Tzitzenes Hamon looked like. Yeah. So it's fascinating. You have to go. It's a must go. Is it one of the mountains? Is that do they move it just to the mountains? Or is it one of the mountains also?
The same thing.
I don't know. Then I bought two cassettes, two CDs on Chaos. Great Chol HaMoed trip. You can do it. It doesn't have to be Chol HaMoed, but.
The bar park?
Yeah, this one we went in the bar park. Yeah.
Small place, right? Small.
Yeah, but we saw the art. You can either go to the artifacts one or the animal one. But the one who was running the thing, he was doing the artifacts. So it was much. I wanted to be where he was. It's very fascinating. I'm telling you, it's a fascinating.
It's like
it. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if Abraham totally appreciated it, but you have to be a little bit older to understand. But it's fascinating. Machzis HaShekel. He said of a story that, what does it mean? The women, by Shiras Hayam, Supim Koilas. So he says when he was a kid in Cheder, He asked his Rebbe how the women were dancing in front of the men. Ashir Sayam. So, good kasha. So he found out through his research that Mecholos also meant it was a musical instrument. It wasn't that meant that they were dancing. It was, they were shaking like a little thing that you shake and it makes a ding-a-ling-a-ling, you know, this thing. And that was what it was referring to. So he says, now it answered up the kasha that he asked his Rebbe in Cheder, how could they, how were the women dancing in front of the men by Shir Sayam? Oh, so the answer was it wasn't dancing, it was just shaking the, like a tambourine type of thing, or something like that. So let's look in Shulchan Aruch to see how this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, Pei Zayin, Aleph, Gav Shal Rei V'Avit Shal Meir Glayim Shal Cheres O Shal Eitz Tzarek L'Hakim Mehem Mumei Atzoa. So he says B'Ferish that it's only Shal Cheres V'Shal Eitz. Because if it's not Shal Cheres Shal Eitz, so then in other words, it's not. So when I first was learning the sugi, I thought it's a special din that this is miyuchad for the tzoa. So, but if it's something that has no, even though it's miyuchad for the tzoa, but it doesn't retain the smell or something, then that doesn't have the din of Rav Shal Rei for this halacha. Ha'ohem shal mateches, o shal zchukis, o shal cheres mitzupe mutar, yimheim rechutzim yofa. So if you have a good toilet at home, you know, if it's not a good toilet and it's all meluchlach and things like that, so I understand. So that can be a problem. But if not, then not. So there is a interesting discussion here. What's the story of like the bag? Like if somebody has a catheter and then you have a bag where the urine collects or things like that. So is that called a Graf Shal Rei? So if a person wants to daven, do they have to cover up that bag? Or they don't even have to cover up that bag? So first of all, look in the Sefer Nishmas Avraham on page 9. He says, Chola im katater. Vodin legabe chola im katater shadarkan notzim meraglayim etoch sakis emutam b'chol dovesh v'kedusha. Lachasos es asakits, or satzino mechubel kavater, kihem l'shimush kat pa'ami ve'lindim din shulchavus. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach shita is that anything that's disposable, I like these disposable shitas. Anything disposable, you know, just like Rav Moshe said, anything disposable not mekabel tuma, and you know, a lot of different heterim by disposable. I'm a big believer in that. So he says that it doesn't have a din of grach shorei, avich shomei reglayim, if it's disposable. Right. Right. Exactly. Yeah. Who is Nishmas Avram? Dr. Abraham. 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 What? Dr. Avram. Yeah. He's known as Dr. Abraham. Dr. Abraham. Yeah. Abraham is his first name and Abraham. Yeah. Yeah, in other words, he told me once, I spoke to him on the phone about some nida in Yadam, I spoke to him. He says, everything I say, I've heard from the various gedolim. He said, like, he's very close with Rav Shlomo Zalman and all the big rabbanim. So he basically wrote this forum, the Nishas Avram, on the Dal Chalkei Shulchan Aruch, and he discussed all the different medical shilas that are relevant to various halakim of Shulchan Aruch. So that's Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach's. So I like that svara, because it's hard to call something a graf shel rei. Graf shel rei means that's what it is. It's a graf shel rei. Anything that's disposable is it's hard to call it that this is a kli, it's probably not a kli, and it's not a, you know, so he says, constantly, kem shimish chat ha'ami vein lehem din shal avit. Constantly, oh, the grown of Shlomo Zalman, v'gam v'chusim tami v'ofen sh'shem, v'shum ofen lo magishim sirochon, v'gam establish as a domen l'matechas v'chuchas. So what's the other thing he's saying? Why you never smell anything. You never smell anything, what, from the bag. So he says it's like matechas of zchuchas. What do you think, like the plastic bag is like matechas of zchuchas? It doesn't absorb. And then he says from Rav Neubert, from Baal Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, Shatzinor Eine Tzarech Kisoy Kevich Adakarach Over Hashesed Vo Nishar Bim Komo Hayesh Lomid Yesh Lodin Shal Beis Kisei Shal Parsim. Right, because it doesn't stay, and nothing stays there, it just goes through. If you look, so that's a big important thing. Look down the summary here. If you want, you can read the whole tshuva, but look on page 22 in the summary of the Tzitz Eliezer. He says, Chola, where I put all those arrows. He says, Chola, Shemei Raglayim, Notfi Mimenu, Kol Zman Dech, Kalit Center, Kapiter, El Kliz Kuchis, Muta Belavivish, Belavishos, Talis Utspil, and Krishma, Shiva. There was a person who has a kapiter connected to him, so he can put on Talis, Tfilin, Kriyashma, Tfila, Divrei Torah, everything. He says, Va'amur, Shlo Nirgas Miyaz Rech Ra. if you can't have any, if there's no reich ra, kumo ken yesh l'chassas hakon v'chein l'chassas as priya kli is chukas. The remov kol l'chassas kol akli. In other words, he's not like Rav Moshe. He says that you have to cover it because he treats it as a graf sholrei. He's not like Rav Shlomo Zalman. So you have to cover. So, because in other words, even though it's disposable, and even though it's there, he still says it's considered a graf sholrei. So then, if it's a graf sholrei, then you have to cover it. Graf sholrei normally means something that you have like a potty that's made for excrement, and we said that so even though it's clean, it's okay. So we, but it's also, but we're saying that the rush and the tour said, but if it doesn't have an ongoing smell, then we don't treat it like that. So that was what Eitan said. That question of whether, you know. So if you assume, I mean, the opposite of what he said, he was saying that maybe it should be a problem. So these are Rishonim saying, but if it's functioning well and it's not smelling, so then you don't treat it like a graf sholrei, even though it's made for to be a toilet. I mean, the toilet is the biggest graf sholrei possible. That's Domer Kavua. So he says, so he said, Gimel, Shenimtza mecheder graf shel tsoa, o shel ovid shel bei reglaim, im amita sheshochev alea gvoa asor tfachim, lo tzrichim shum harchoka. Whereas, but if a person's sick, he's in bed, and the bed is 10 tfachim high, so then he's in a separate reshus from where the sack is on the ground, on the floor. So what is Dalit? What is he saying in Dalit? He says, "In a graf o ha'ovit shol matechas o shol zchuches o shol cheres mitzupe, so over to shua, it's moel gam k'shakli yehe mechusa al piv belvad." So what is he saying? What is Dalit saying? What does he say? So what's that? What is that halacha? Why should that make it? What's that idea of just covering the top? Take a look on page 20. the bottom right. Ima ovid o hagraf shal matechas o zchukis o shal cheres mitzupa ofen shushua yesh eitzo shei mechusa milmala memichsa o medover acher vihani shem shemoa behem kfi al pihem. The zeal boss of time vios der gavna shal dumas kelim eitzo el mitoko maishna eitzo im kofeo al pihem o mechsa o milmala. Because of Mashem Hanima, they can't get talk of Mugula. He's saying one that it's enough if you just cover the top. Because the idea is the real graph shall ray is inside the graph. So if you take the graph shall ray and you, in other words, the graph shall ray was a portable potty. So you just invert it. So then the top is facing the ground. So then it's okay. So how would that be relevant for our toilets today? If you cover it with the seat, with the cover of the toilet, just put it down, then that's good enough. What? A little what? It doesn't completely cover it. The top, right. Right, but now once it's covered, it's covered. So he's saying that a graph shall ray, all it requires is to be covered. And once it's covered, so then, in other words, once it's inverted is good, so covered, he's saying the same thing as inverted. Meaning what? Right, much better, yeah. Right. So that's what they're saying. Right. I don't know, does everyone necessarily agree with the rush of the tour? The rush of the tour say it's only because it doesn't smell. But I don't know, did the other Rishonim, did the Rambam say that? The Rambam doesn't seem to hold that way, right? The Rambam says that's miyuchad l'kach. So the Rambam doesn't seem to say that, I think maybe the Rambam would hold that our toilets today would be a problem. It's just the Rush and the Tor have this thing that it's not smelly or whatever. But the Rambam's lashon is, still a base hakise. I think if the Rambam would be alive today, he would say, of course the toilet is a graf shel rei. But it's only the Rush and the Tor who come up with this thing of if it's glass or it's not boleya. What? What does Rashi say? Let's see. Where's Rashi? First page. Let's see. What does Rashi say? Where is it? Oh, Yuchad Lekach. So that's Rashi, like the Rambam, you think? Yeah. How old we call him a cock? How old we shame to talk him from? Right, so, but it's interesting that the Rosh and the Torah, they made it into Shulchan Aruch. Right? Right? In other words, Shulchan Aruch doesn't say it's two opinions.
Was the Rosh
your
father, or?
Yes, yes. Right, so...
Meaning
it's in
the
store,
right?
The store, yeah, it's in the Rush too.
Yeah. That's in the money on our home set.
Yeah, let's see, one second. Yeah. Hey, what page are you? Seven. Let's see, one second. Seven. Yeah, let's see what he says. Give you some have a great piece of sure. Yeah, nearly the Eva Klim Yuchad Gamkin with Tasha Shaka Gam Mishpach and Sofa Shokim, Rainbow Sova Lorea, what's that? What did he do for the last day? I'm going to call Pama Shaman. All right. Yeah, let's
see.
The Magen Avraham says it has to be something that you only use for tzoa, the meiraglayim. But if you pour things in it, the lishpach usocha shofkim, bein tzoa v'loreach mutter. So he's saying it's a dinim yuchad v'kach. Meaning, but Chora, our toilets today should fit this criteria. Yeah. His chiddush is, but it has to be miyuchad l'kach. Similar to the Rashi you quoted and the Rambam. But the Shulchan Aruch holds, you know, I mean, Lashon here. But even the Magen Avraham, is just explaining the Shulchan Aruch. So, in other words, I think even the Magen Avraham would agree that it's a problem. Because he's going within the Shulchan Aruch. It could be that the Rambam, if you would ask the Rambam, he would say, of course, our toilets today are Grap Shorei, even though they're clean. Because they're Miyuchal Lekach. But he's saying that even, but the Magen Avraham is playing the Shulchan Aruch. And the Shulchan Aruch says, Miyuchal Lekach is only if it's still a smell. And he says, but if it's not Miyuchal Lekach, then it doesn't even... then it loses its status of Grap Shel Rei. If there's a smell, that's a different problem. But even if there's no, you know, yeah.
Well,
what does he say?
Brings the rush.
Okay. Well, he's the Mechaber. So he likes the rush, I'm going to tell you. Even though the Mechaber should like the Rambam, he likes the Rambam more than the rush.
So it's definitely an argument.
What?
It's
I happen to think that the whole Shulchan Aruch and the Rosh and the Torah is a Chiddush, but that's not the Pashut Pshat in the Sugya. That it's Miyuchad L'Kach, so that's it. And that's, I think, what the Rambam meant and the Rashi meant, and like your Rashi, and this idea that they put in about, you know, whether it's glazed or not glazed, it's a Chiddush. That might be good for, like Rabbi said, the Hechsher Kalim. But I'm not convinced that applies over here as well. And then he says, Mitzupa, look at the next Magen Avraham, nearly, the Hainu Masha Anu Korim Glaziert. Glaziert. What does glaziert mean? What? Glaze. But you have to realize that the glaziert of... I remember Rabbi Chaim Rappaport from London once told me, he once went to Diane Padova. He was asking him about whether China, glazed China, needs Tefillas Kalim. And he said, no. So he says, ah, but what is that glaziert? He says, that's not glaziert. See, glaziert then meant, it was like every Tevin said, it's like a thick layer of glass. The glaziert of today, is just a shellac. It's just a coating of, So the Ravai holds it still might have the same property that it's not Bolea. The Ravai holds that you don't have to be total. So you get both cool as Ravai holds. That you don't have to be total and it's not Bolea. Because it's like glass that it's not Bolea, but it's not really glass. It's not it's just a paint, a shellac.
They
become a tumor.
Betoko,
yeah.
Maybe. After
they made. Yeah.
So what they made,
that they're down. Right, could be. Okay. Okay, I think we more or less finished, or maybe there's one or two things we'll have to do. I'm going to probably give out the next packet tomorrow. We have to, you know, keep going. We have to get to Erva also. And, okay, but this is about Avi Shomer. I will see you tomorrow, Ben Hashem, more about this. Thank you.